save for the lining of golden wax, the rows of shine balls stuck to the ceiling, the random tunnel openings, and the lack of even a vague sense of up or down, the interior of the spherical hangar resembled all the spaceports Han Solo had visited on 1,000 unknown, out-of-the-way planets scattered across the galaxy. There was the usual collection of battered transports, the usual cargo of stolen goods on open display, the usual dregs of their species smugglers bustling in and out of their vessels, working harder to make dishonest livings than they would have at honest jobs. Han eyed the giant bugs that seemed to be crawling across every surface. The more Han watched the activity around the transports, the more he felt his skin crawl. The bugs were marching in and out of the vessels completely unescorted, offloading cargo, foodstuffs, even vital ship's tools, and stacking them at the base of the boarding ramps. Han spied the sleek gray wedge of a Horizon-class space yacht resting about halfway up the wall of the docking vault. Its landing struts sunk well past their feet in the waxy substance that coated the chamber. The boarding ramp was lowered, and a big Tendrando Arms Defender droid was standing beside it, her massive torso and systems-packed limbs at odds with her cherubic face and smiling mouth. "There's the shadow," Han said. He brought the Falcon's nose around and started toward an open berthing space on the wall next to Mara's ship. "Let's go say hello." Leia shook her head. "It doesn't feel like there's anyone aboard."
"No?"
Han scowled. "Probably in the cantina already." Han swung the Falcon's stern up along the wall and landed in the open berth. Han rose and strapped on his blaster.
"Okay, let's go see Nana. Maybe she can fill us in."
They lowered the boarding ramp and reeled back as a wave of warm, too sweet air rolled through the hatchway. The vault was filled with a blaring cacophony of ticking that immediately sent a rivulet of sweat rolling down Han's spine. Half a dozen bugs appeared at the bottom of the ramp and started to board. They had deep orange thoraxes, pale blue abdomens, and feathery meter-long antennae. Han's stomach turned queasy, but he started down to meet them. Han stopped midway down the ramp. He folded his arms across his chest and assumed a stance wide enough to block the ramp, then forced himself to glare down at the lead bug.
"Where do you fellows think you're going?"
The lead bug stared up, ticking its mandibles nervously, and emitted a soft drumming from its chest. It dropped to all sixes, lowering itself to about knee height, then dipped its antennae politely and shot between Han's legs.
"Hey!"
Before the bug could continue up the ramp, Han spun around and caught it by the undersized wings on its back.
"Hold on!"
The bug spun its head around to meet Han's gaze, then pointed at his hands and gently clacked its mandibles.
"Captain Solo,"
C-3PO said helpfully,
"I do believe the insect is requesting that you release it."
"You understand this stuff?"
Han asked.
"I'm afraid it's only an educated guess."
"Then not a chance."
"Han," Leia said, "I don't sense any danger here. Until C-3PO figures out how to communicate..."
"I am communicating."
Han fixed his gaze on the nearest of its eyes and said,
"I don't know who you think I am, but no one boards the Falcon until I say so."
The other five bugs dropped to all sixes, then slipped to the underside of the ramp and continued toward the hatchway.
"No!"
Han flipped the insect he was holding off the ramp, then started after the others.
"Stop them!"
The two Nogri bodyguards stepped in front of Leia and placed themselves squarely in the door, crouched for action. The bugs swung back to the ramp's upper side and tried to squeeze aboard the Falcon anyway. The first pair were knocked away by a pair of quick Nogri kicks. The remaining trio of insects stopped where they were and dropped into a six-limbed crouch. Their antennae fell flat against their heads, and a soft little began to come from their chests. BD-8, the Solo's battle droid, appeared behind the Nogri and pointed his blaster cannon over Miwol's shoulder.
Intruders identified. Permission to fire.
No, Leia snapped. Stand down. Return to Leisure Station.
Leisure Station?
BD-8's tone grew doubtful as the other bugs continued up the ramp.
Ma'am, we're being boarded.
We're not being boarded, Leia said. Not if I can help it, Han said. He snatched another of the bugs and in the low gravity sent it spinning 20 meters across the hangar.